Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about sprints, not marathons. Now, what am I talking about? Is this a fitness post? Probably should be. I probably could do a few more sprints and marathons myself. But in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how the neurodiverse brain works. You know, how many of us get stuck trying to chase down this mythical marathon when actually the way we are built is to run in sprints. I'm going to use a lot of stories, examples, and ways for you to get your head around what I'm talking about. And then I'm sure you can work out just the way to apply this to your life if it feels like it fits. So let's dive into it. Okay, so where did this podcast come from? It's something I've spoken about in other podcasts in different formats over the years, but very recently I heard the phrase, you know, around sprinting versus marathons, and I sat there to myself going, that is such a beautiful way to talk about how our minds work. You know, there are times where we get more done than the average person could even hope to do. But then there are other times in business where or life or anything where we just achieve zero. Another way I heard it recently was, you know, we operate at 200% capacity 50% of the time rather than 100-100, right? So like sometimes when we're working hard, we're at 200%, and then the other 50% of the time it feels like we're like on the ground in the fetal position, not achieving much. And when we're trying to do stuff, we seem to run around in circles. There are days at my work where I feel like, oh my God, have I achieved anything today? And how can I have been busy for like 7 hours for whatever reason and feel like I've achieved absolutely zero? Does that make sense? And you become this kind of reactionary inbox controller. You know, I know that's my kind of feel at work sometimes, is when I'm in that zone where I'm just completely unproductive, I just kind of run around in circles. Now, how do you start to use your ability to sprint rather than run marathons? Like, we're not the people that take things slowly and methodically and get there in the end. We're the ones that rush. So how do you create that environment? We're seeing a lot more of this in things like gamification. A close friend of mine, you know, this is a story that's coming to my mind as I start talking about this. A friend of mine's partner got diagnosed with ADHD, and one of the challenges they had, and this is a non-work related story, this is just my mind going off into 100 places. Now, she was going shopping, and she had basically spent a couple of hours walking around the supermarket, looking at everything, look at some other shops, and like something that should have taken 20 minutes was taking 2 hours, you know, because she was just in that low mode. She's in that marathon mode that doesn't really work for us. So she's basically getting next to no production done. Not that shopping should always be about efficiency, but you know, the grand scheme of it, we don't want our lives to be spent walking around supermarkets. So what he would do is he would actually set a timer on her Apple Watch to say that you've got 20 minutes, and it would count down. It would be a stopwatch counting down, which is, you know, something, you know, that worked really well for her. She managed to get everything done in a shorter period of time. It set a constraint for her brain to work towards, and it put an underline about something had to be done in this period of time. Another way to look at this, we've used this with our six-year-old, is we've said, you know, there's a stopwatch going, you've got 2 minutes, go, to get something done, and she gets it done. If we didn't have the stopwatch, she would probably be laying upside down with her head on the ground on the couch, trying to watch TV and then fall over and hurt herself because, you know, she wasn't paying attention, right? Like she'd go off on three different tangents and nothing would ever get achieved. Another way to look at this is, and you may have heard this in business, is being a just-in-time finisher. A just-in-time finisher is someone who doesn't get things done until just before they're due. You know, many of these people existed in school, and I believe not all, but a good number of them were neurodiverse. Because the reason we become this way is we're so unnaturally good at creating timelines, prioritization. You know, this is the dyslexic way, actually. It's around prioritization is terrible because you just can't see things in a straight line. So, but what we can see is we can see this giant red kind of milestone, which says must be done by. So we get about 3 hours before it and go, oh my gosh, I've got to finish it. I used to do this when I spoke on stage a lot. I would book in a speech maybe 3 months out, going, there's a lot of time. And then about a week before the speech, I'd start considering it. If I was good, I'd have put something on my calendar to actually look at it and have at least thought about it. And then the day before I was meant to take stage and speak in front of 100+ people, I'd go, oh, I better put together some slides. Now, the way my head worked, I didn't always actually get out and create these slides, you know, once and reuse them a million times. Majority of the time, I would recreate a different slide deck for every talk because my brain wanted to talk about something slightly different. Some I could reuse, but a lot of the time I was starting from scratch again. And that excited me. It excited me that there was a 1 hour countdown and I had to get it done. And I had to get these slides to the person like yesterday. And it kind of, I don't know, it gave me that energy, that motivation that drives us, that makes us do anything. And this is the way we've got to look at our brains. There is no magic thing that changes our brains to operate differently. That just doesn't work. When people feel bad that they can't plan and methodically do a bunch of stuff, you know, over a long period of time, you know, we sometimes get a bit frustrated with ourselves. But for the neurodiverse person, it just doesn't work that way. Our heads are just not designed. You know, I've got a project manager in my business. So my other industry that I work in is digital marketing. And so we build websites and other cool things. Majority of my clients seem to be dyslexic or neurodiverse. I work well with those business owners. But I've got a couple of team members that are very much project managers. They're very much, they're slower thinkers. They're much more timelined. So they like to have a timeline in front of them. We'll have this done by this date. There's a plan. Things get done in a certain methodical way. And then I get thrown into the mix. and it's just hilarious. Like we've gotten so good over the years of understanding each other, but it doesn't mean that there are not times where my timeline is completely different to theirs. And I think I've communicated something and I'm sprinting to the end in my head. And they are still running the marathon. They're still near the start line. And, you know, it can be challenging. And we've had to spend time communicating these different styles of doing stuff. And we've had to become very super conscious that I'm a sprinter and they're a marathon runner. Because if you don't have that kind of connection, you're both running very different races. So what I've found in the past, what I've had to become really conscious of, is the project managers or the people that are much more time orientated, the neurotypical people, they need to be very involved in creating the systems that deliver products. Because if everything is delivered the way my brain works, it becomes super, super tiring. And let me try and put that in context. If you're sprinting all day long, just imagine this from a physical point of view. If you sprint for 4 hours a day, you're going to get a lot tireder than someone running a marathon for 8 or 9, right? It's just natural. It's going to happen. It has to happen. The only way it doesn't is if you're running on adrenaline and fear and anxiety, which doesn't last long. And if it does last long, it's not good for your health. I'll guarantee you that for free. So it's really super, super important to make sure in whatever you're doing, there is a balance. And I'm really talking to people that are in jobs, that are in work, because it's such a balancing act. There'll be times where you feel that the marathon runner, in this case, is slowing you down. It's breaking your creativity. It's hurting your thoughts. In other times, the marathon runner is looking at the sprinter going, stop running ahead. We haven't got all these other things checked. It's going to lead to failure and things are going to explode. And do you know what? You're both right. But understanding where you fit in this mix is key. If you know you're a sprinter and you know you're talking to a marathoner, you know, you can have some clarity in the way they're going to talk to you. And you go, that's fine. You guys set it up. You give me the pieces of the marathon you want me to run. So you imagine they're running the marathon. They've They've placed out the course. They know exactly where the marathon's going. And they get to, say, the 100-meter line. That's probably the wrong phrase there. I'm not a runner. Say they're at 1,000 meters, wherever that is. Kind of the tortoise and the hare, right? And their little marathoning tortoise is running along. And they're there, and then they hand it to the hare. Now, the hare gets 30% of the way done, and then hands it back to the tortoise. That's how I've managed to get our business to run. It's how I've managed to utilize my specialities. I've created these constraints where marathoners are doing the more long, drawn-out stuff. Like when we build a website, it can be anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks, depending on the size. Now, I'm really good at the fast, you know, get them in, speak to them, get the brief, get them excited, and then I pass the torch to the people that have to do the detail. They have to make sure everything works and nothing breaks. And then they can bring me back in when they need me to have another meeting with a person. Boom, here's the flame, the whatever's getting handed, the baton that's getting handed over, and then I hand it back to them afterwards. And it's really important to find these balances, because if I tried to sprint a whole website, which is what I did when I first started out, let's just say it burns you out, things don't work as well as you hope, and work becomes really painful over the long run. It can be fun at the beginning, but it's really tough. And it's kind of, you know, it's what I've learned over the years about, you know, building a career or building a business or building anything, is you've got to find that balance between the way your brain works and the way neurotypical people work. You can't just have a business full of the neurodiverse, or it would be a very painful business. You can't have a business full of, well, you probably could, of neurotypical people, because it would probably die from lack of innovation. You know, you look at the Kodaks of the world, you know, that was probably filled by neurotypical people who didn't understand innovation, and look what happened, it went under. You know, so you've got to have the balance of the new and the fresh and the creative and the kind of sprints, the excitement. But you've also got to have the people that are keeping things running and can look at the longer game and can play that game. So I just wanted to share that. I think it's important to recognize the way we think. There's nothing wrong with being a just-in-time finisher, but it is super important to make sure you're communicating with people in a different way to make sure it's clear. I hope that podcast has got you thinking. Are you a just-in-time finisher? Are you a sprinter? Or do you run more of a marathon? Are you slower, calmer? You know, majority of you are saying, no, that's not me, right? So, just start playing with it. See if you can watch how you operate. And don't give yourself a hard time if you do wait to the next deadline to get something finished. It's the excitement is what you kind of live for. So I'll be back in 2 days. Have an epic rest of your day.